Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Welcome to The Questions, Episode 82. Today I have an email from a guy named Abel. It occurs to me that if Cain and Abel ever ask the same question on the same day, things could get a little violent, but fortunately they haven't done that yet. Abel asks, I have a few pieces of fan fiction from my youth that are actually pretty good. They are licensed characters which I don't have the right to write. Is it okay, or maybe cheating, for me to rework them, change them into original character situations, and then re-release that version of the story as a piece of professional fiction? Is that a faux pas for the author? Abel, what you are describing is known in the biz as filing off the serial numbers, and it is a very common practice. It is completely legal, and it's completely fine to do. In fact, many, many bestsellers today are exactly that kind of situation. 50 Shades of Grey, for example, is Twilight fanfiction with the serial numbers filed off. The Divergent series, although the author will probably hate me saying this, is essentially Hunger Games fanfiction with the serial numbers filed off. I've got a blog post that's going to be going up on my blog in probably another week or so about why and how copyright infringement is not as cut and dried and easy a thing as most people seem to think it is. Most people seem to think that if something is substantially similar, that it must be a copyright violation, especially if it began life jumping off from a licensed property. But that's simply not the case. There are hundreds and hundreds of examples of this throughout history. Dungeons and Dragons is not a derivative work of Lord of the Rings. There was a lawsuit that proved that. The fact that it was made in order to capitalize on the popularity of Lord of the Rings is completely beside the point. It took the concepts that Lord of the Rings relied on, but Lord of the Rings took those concepts from the public domain, and besides, ideas aren't copyrightable. And it created something that was, quote, substantially transformative, which is one of the court tests in copyright law to see whether something is ripped off or not. So many authors have done this, you wouldn't even believe how many authors do this. It's perfectly, perfectly normal, it's not a faux pas. It's utterly legal, and it's not something to worry about. What you want to make sure of is that you don't have characters or place names that are trademarked, and that you differentiate the character or name or situation enough that it has its own sort of space. A really excellent example of this is to look at the Red Panda, Greg Taylor's wonderful comic book hero that stars in the Dakota Ring Theater podcast radio dramas and now his own series of comic books and novels. You look at the Red Panda one way and it's obviously the Shadow. You look at the Red Panda another way and it's obviously Batman. And of course, it is the Shadow and it is Batman, and it's very thinly veiled with the serial numbers filed off, but it is completely its own thing anyway. Stephen H. Wilson's, frankly, amazing series, The Arbiter Chronicles, started life as Star Trek fan fiction, and then eventually he filed the serial numbers off and renamed the characters and made his own series and universe about a crew of a starship exploring the galaxy, getting in trouble with local cultures and with the Space Fleet High Command. And it's a wonderful series, and it's definitely not Star Trek, even though it definitely started life as a Star Trek ripoff. And he's gone on, and he's got a series of novels now, he's got a series of radio dramas. I'm going to be doing voice acting in their next full-cast audiobook, and Steve does a lot of voice acting for me, too. But it's a wonderful series, and it all began with fan fiction with the serial numbers filed off. Star Wars is fan fiction with the serial numbers filed off. Most of the big properties you can think of are fan fiction with the serial numbers filed off, because that's how culture works. Culture is the systematic and shameless plunder of other people's ideas by artists who want to do things with them and aren't allowed to. That's exactly how it works. You just give it a little tweak, you give it your own spin, and you head your own direction. So don't worry about it. You've got these books, and they're pretty good, so file the serial numbers off and put those bastards up on the market and see what they do.
congratulations on having them done, and good luck on getting them well packaged, and I'll see you tomorrow.
NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.